prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. People are piling in already. Thanks for showing up early. We have a good discussion today with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, in the next Science for Humans segment. We're going to start here in just a minute. Got to give a couple shout-outs first. Of course, All-American Pharmaceutical, EFX Sports, for their generous title sponsorship fee that makes this show go on and on. And all their other contributions to the audience, too. You can go to superhumanradio.net, and you can try six of their most popular supplements and decide for yourself before you spend a nickel on them. Click the banner ad, pay a small shipping fee, and you not only get six different supplements to test, but you also get a nice shaker bottle and generally some other goodies, as Dr. Jeff tends to become more like Santa as the year goes on. Also, I want to remind people about life insurance. If you already have life insurance, please go to healthiq.com/SHR and see if you cannot save money because of your healthy lifestyle. It's important to them. The things that are important to us in this audience are important to them. You get graded based on the things you do to remain healthy, and you save money on your life insurance. So show them some love. And without further delay, let's see if we can run Dr. J's music.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Dr. J?
Good. How about you, Carl?
Great. Great. I haven't slept in 3 days. I feel great.
Oh, man. That's terrible, man.
Those are non sequiturs, right? Yeah, I just I fall asleep and I wake back up and then there's just no fighting it. So I'm going with it. I'm chilling. Anyway, I got to the gym today. I trained today and I feel good. I do.
Good. I was going to say, I thought when you can't sleep, you pray the rosary, man.
I do, but it's not working. I do. That's true. I can't get back to sleep. I lay there and I get this anxious feeling that makes me want to get out of bed.
It's
the only thing I could do is just get out of bed. And so I actually did sleep a little bit last night. I went downstairs. I turned the TV on in the basement and lay down on the sofa, and it was nice and cool down there, and I fell asleep. I think part of my problem yesterday was I didn't eat enough. When I don't eat enough calories, I don't sleep. I've noticed that about myself. So anyway,
So
the topic today that is very current and very important to this audience, I think, is the fact that the CDC released a report yesterday stating that they're seeing a lot of salmonella contamination of kratom that's coming into the United States. And obviously, this doesn't surprise me because anytime something grows rapidly, the category grows rapidly, you start to see people who are trying to deliver the product at less and less expensive and more corners get cut and things like that. And the reason I wanted to talk to you about this is because you actually have a valid opinion, because All-American Pharmaceuticals imports raw materials from all over the world. And before they can even come into your building, they remain quarantined until you check them for lots of things, including these types of pathogens, right?
Oh, correct. And you know, I mean, what's going on is because the whole Creighton thing, it's, you know, semi-banned. I mean, it's available. I noticed our cigarette stores are saying Creighton, you can buy it here.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not supposed to be as a supplement. So what has happened, you know, worldwide is the demand has increased because of the fact that it's banned. And what that means is you now have, I'll just call them drug dealers, you know, getting in on it. And let's face it, you know, when they're harvesting cocaine or any of these other drugs, do you think they're out there with, you know, gloves and everything is sanitary? Heck no. They got their own nasty street clothes on. Clothes aren't washed. You know, they're doing it out in the jungles or, you know, the rainwater, the groundwater, the nasty water. So that's why these herbal type products are contaminated, is because they have no quality control, because they need not have any quality control.
Yeah.
I mean, it's terrible. I can just picture it in my mind, you know, these fields growing, and here's these, you know, people that are either forced to harvest this stuff, or, you know, they're paid pennies a year to harvest it. And think about, you know, a kitchen, if you walked in and, you know, a guy or a gal, you know, I mean, they got no gloves, no hairnets, they're handling stuff. You saw them go to the bathroom, you know, nasty, nasty, nasty.
And so the reality is, from a raw material standpoint, you have, the category that you just described, the occurrences that you just described, could be used to describe a variety of herbal supplements that people love to use today. I am the last person to say government intervention. I don't think the government does anything well, but I think the industry needs to do something well. And that is through discussions like this, making people aware that there are a lot of supplements on a lot of store shelves right now with brand name labels that you respect, who aren't checking to see if there's any types of bacterial contamination in the products. In fact, they're taking someone else's certificate of analysis.
Right.
And they're going, well, someone tested it. We're safe. We don't have to worry. Like, we'll just point at them if something goes wrong.
FDA does not require a dietary supplement to check for microbiology. It's not a requirement. So therefore, again, you know, I have been overseas. I have visited factories, and I can tell you some of them were so appalling. I remember one time being in China and going into a factory. I thought I was in a car garage. There was no walls. It was open. And underneath was full of oil, and it was a two-story building. It was the most disgusting thing I'd ever seen. And this is what's happening is, you know, overseas and in the United States, because we have a lot of places that are flying under the radar, there is no quality control. Now, again, think of these countries. You cannot drink the water in China. Why? Because their water is where all their waste goes into. People toss their waste into their river. You can't drink that water. They can't purify it. Yet that is the water that they are watering the crops with. So it's starting out with E. coli, salmonella, yeast, mold, coliform, all these contaminations. If they just pick, harvest, ship, which is what they do, guess what? It's going to be in the product when it gets to the USA, because we don't check on the inbound in customs. They aren't checking for pathogens or microbials. You know, that's all supposed to be what we are responsible to do.
So that's a good point. We are responsible. So the industry, by and large, doesn't promote the idea that they test for pathogens on all their raw materials. And as a result, it's probably assumed by the general population that they do, because no one talks about it. I've been to your facility several times. Okay. I mean, it's a lab facility. There's somebody always running. There's always somebody in a hazmat suit running a vacuum cleaner, what looks like a vacuum cleaner, around in the halls. Like, always. And so when you get a raw material for a job, maybe you're producing something for some company. They've ordered it. So you source the raw material. Where does that raw material go when it arrives in Billings, Montana?
So what happens is it comes in a loading dock. It will get unloaded and it will get charted in. So it goes into the system that, you know, raw material A is now in the facility. It is then physically quarantined, and then our computer system quarantines it. So it's impossible for someone to use that lot number in a production, since we're completely automated. That then notifies QC that raw material A is now here. All the quality control tests have already been built into the system. So the system automatically says, okay, here are all the things that you need to do. The first check is actually just checking that there is a C of A to make sure that the vendor is claiming that this is the right material. and to look at what their microbial or pathogen testing, what they're claiming. Because if they're saying it was some outrageous thing, then that's going to flag some stuff for us. And we're going to check that first off before we get into a whole lot of other things. Once the C of A looks like it's in order, then the testing starts. You know, first you've got to identify the compound, make sure it is the compound. So you've got to do testing for that.
Do you use mass spectrometry to do that, to test to see if it's really the actual compound?
So we use spectroscopy, near infrared spectroscopy.
You try saying that.
Spectroscopy, which basically every organic compound has its own unique fingerprint, so to say. That's an easy way of explaining it. So you want to make sure that it is echinacea and it's not, ginger or something. You can't just use, oh, let me smell it and look at it. You got to look at it chemically. So once we say, yes, this is the correct compound, now we got to go check. It goes off to check for purity to make sure it's pure. It goes off and checks for heavy metals. It goes off and checks for steroid and drug contaminations. And it goes off and checks for, we call it microbial. The standard microbial test that we're going to run, first of all, is called a total plate count, which gives us the total amount of bacteria. We're very, very strict here, Carl. We only accept a maximum of 1,000 CFUs per gram is how that's measured. The industry standard is 100,000 now. They continually raise the standard because of the low quality of the material coming in. So all these things have to pass before that material is then released from quarantine and is now moved into our approved materials warehouse, which means now that lot number, that material is viable to be used in production. If one thing fails, it goes back to the vendor.
That's what I was going to say. So something's in quarantine. You guys wave your wand over, go, no, this is no good. You don't accept it. You send it back.
Correct. The only thing that we will reprocess, because right now there is a big problem with herbs. About 4 or 5 years ago, the FDA disallowed the radiation treatment of herbs to kill microbial contamination. Now, it's completely okay with our food sources, but they decided it wasn't good for dietary supplements. Okay for drugs, but no dietary supplements. When that happened, that opened the door up now to all of the specs becoming very, very loose for even E. coli. You know, they're saying as long as it's below 10 parts CFUs per gram. No, I don't think so. It needs to be zero. So what I built here, we actually built a treatment machine that we will steam treat to kill that bacteria. The majority of all bacteria you can kill by heating them. But it's a very, very tricky process. It's kind of like a big autoclave, if you know what an autoclave is.
Sure.
Where you're subject hot steam, kind of like going in a steam bath.
Right.
But you've got to try to keep all that moisture out of the product. Then we will retest it because we know, for instance, echinacea, nobody has clean material. So if we're going to use it, we can't accept it as is. So we're going to need to kill that bacteria. We're going to need to sterilize that herb ourselves. Now, the good thing about steam is it doesn't kill any of the nutritive values. It doesn't kill the vitamins and minerals like radiation hot heat.
Right.
So we're keeping it intact. But that's the only time that we will reprocess is just certain herbs that we know are problematic. Other than that, nope, vendors called. We're rejecting this material. Take it back. We don't want it. You got three days or I'm throwing it in the garbage.
And so it's well known that it's hard to find clean echinacea, huh?
I just happen to use that as an example.
No. But it's important. I want to say something about that because right now people are going to health food stores and buying echinacea because they have a cold, and echinacea seems to be one of them it's hard to find clean sources of.
Echinacea, ginger, garlic. I mean, most all herbs right now, because again, when they quit radiating, China just said, oh, okay, well, here's our new specs. And people who depend on echinacea can't stop selling it. So they have loosened their specs. And you will see, I saw a C of A the other day that a vendor on an herb product, and I can't remember what herb it was, they took their plate count up to 1 million. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You are going to get sick. Now having a lot of bacteria isn't fatal, but you're going to have, you know,
GI issues,
headaches,
yeah,
all type of issues. But when you start seeing high levels of yeast and mold, again, not deadly, but again, detrimental for your health, you're going to get sick. But if you find E. coli, salmonella, coliform, no good. And we do find that, again, and it has to be rejected. You know, usually the vendor, oh, well, I don't know what happened. Well, we know what happened. You didn't do any testing. And by the way, raw material suppliers, the majority of them do zero testing. Their certificate of analysis says at the bottom, this is a copy of our vendor's certificate of analysis. So they basically take no liability.
Right.
They pass it off on their manufacturer, who could be a third party themselves. So again, if the manufacturers don't take the responsibility to make sure that we provide a safe product, then how can the consumers trust what's out there? And the majority of the stuff out there is rubbish. Now, there are some other brands that personally I would use because they're customers of mine. And I know the quality that they do. But I'll tell you, Carl, I very rarely would buy anything out there that we don't make here. I do not trust anybody. I don't care what kind of commercial they say. We are the first one, you know, verified by USP. That don't mean jack. That's all marketing.
Right.
Because I have taken their product and I have brought it in here and I've tested it.
And you wouldn't resell that product yourself.
Oh, heck no. There was a couple years ago, a multi-level company arose. I think they're still in business, or they may be out of business. They were selling all these fruits, concentrated fruits and vegetables in a capsule, you know, the cure for everything.
Right.
And organic, supposedly.
Right.
Got a bottle, tested it. It was so full of every contaminant you can think of. I actually wrote the company just as a consumer. They could care less.
Yeah,
careless. I went back to that person who had me tested. They paid something like $700 for 3 months worth. I said, get your money back. And they got their money back and sent my analysis.
And see, this is really important when we talk about herbs and we talk about these types of concentrated forms of phytonutrients.
Yeah.
And this also is true of juicing. So, you know, when you take things that are tainted and you super concentrate it down, right? Like so right. that you get this huge dose in a small container because it's so concentrated, you're also getting a huge dose of all the things that are trapped in there that you don't want.
Well, and you know, again, you know, talking from the natural side, meaning unprocessed. You know, I was thinking of this the other day as I was going through the grocery store, thinking how many people buy apples and just eat those apples? How many hands have touched those apples? Now, I'm not trying to be a germophobic here, but bacteria is on your hands. You know, you touch that, you touch your nose. I mean, again, that's why you get sick. You got to thoroughly wash that stuff.
The channels that handle it. You're right. You're right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the kratom itself. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, That's EFXSports.com. If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Age Force is popular. DHEA plus pregnenolone patches. Buy one, get one free. That's right. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Age Force banner ad today and take advantage of this amazing patch that delivers both DHEA and pregnenolone through the skin into the bloodstream. Again, superhumanradio.net listeners, go to the website and click the Age Force buy one, get one free DHEA and pregnenolone patch today. Take advantage of this amazing offer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Shake that Laffy Taffy, girl. Those are very sophisticated lyrics. Man, wow. I'm glad rap music when I was young actually had lyrics that inspired people to think.
Could understand what they were.
Shake that Laffy Taffy. So real quick, Tim Bruce said, I'm going to play this sequence back real quick. Tim Bruce says, I need to reexamine all the herbs that we've been taking. Dr. J said, Tim, email me the brands and I can tell you if they are good, and then put up his DRJ at allamph.com. And I would say that to the other people in the audience that if you're interested, when I was at All American Pharmaceutical the very first time, you were getting a shipment of sugar for somebody's product that you were manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me the sugar had to be in quarantine, and I was like, "But Jeff, it's sugar." You like, yeah, but it. Your logic was, you said to me, "I have to protect this building." He goes, "I can't take a chance and let something into this building that could contaminate. I have a responsibility to protect this building." You said, "We check sugar to make sure that it doesn't have a lot of microbes in it and all that other stuff."
Well, and we have a sugar beet factory right here in Billings. It's only one of three factories in the USA. And I know it's sugar, but again, you know, I don't know if they messed up. We still got to make sure, and we're still going to check the identity. We're still going to run all of our micro heavy metal tests to make sure it's safe. Because as I always tell people, you know, I like to sleep good at night, knowing that everything that we put out was safe and met label claim. And the only way you can do that is by using all of the scientific means available to eliminate any of those issues. So you got to test.
So the CDC issued a report. The following states, they have had incidences of salmonella that they could trace back specifically to Kratom use in Alabama, Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah, all between October 13th, 2017 and January 30th, 2018. They want people to know that they were not able to identify any particular brand as being associated with this. But I think what we're seeing here is this. It's exactly what Dr. Jeff has been talking about. What we're seeing here is a growing category of an herbal supplement. And as a result, there's lots of mistakes being made on some small batches here and there that are making it out to people who are getting sick from it. And until Kratom dealers step up and start saying, we run our own lab analysis on everything that's in our capsules and, you know, here's our standards, then people will be buying Kratom with perhaps a false sense of safety.
So I'm not a fan of that material, but that's, you know, me personally, just because – you know, I got to follow the rules, but I'll give you some advice. If you are using it, because I noticed the CDC said tea capsules, you know, everything else. There is a way to kill the bacteria, as I said, using heat. So if you use the tea form, just put some water on the stove, let it bash. We boil that for about 60 seconds.
You broke up. You broke up for a second. So you said let it come to a boil, right? Let the water
come to a boil. Put the tea bag in there. Let the tea bag actually boil with the water. And you could do it the same thing in the microwave. If you heat that for about 60 seconds, it will completely kill all the bacteria. So if there's any salmonella in a tea bag, that should kill the bacteria. So, I mean, if you really got to have it and you're looking for a way to use it, that would be the only thing. Now, again, remember, salmonella is deadly. So personally, I would not really want to take my chances until we found out what was going on. But if you, you know, wanted a way to kill that salmonella, heat. Heat is the way to do it. You couldn't do that with capsules or whatever else they do with that herb.
A lot of Kratom is purchased as raw powder. Could they not just put the powder in the microwave for 60 seconds? Or would you think that would denature the Kratom? It would cook it a little bit.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. You'd actually burn it. You have to, again, if it's powder, you could boil it. You know, that's about the only thing is if you boiled it and, you know, other than that, if you microwaved it, you're actually going to start a fire. You could char it or burn it, which would kill anything that's probably in there. The reason why you're
What about this? What about if you tincturize it? So what if you take the average dose of Kratom is between 1.5 and 2 grams. What if you took 1.5 to 2 grams and you put it in a shot glass?
Yep.
And you poured, 2 milliliters of ethyl alcohol of Everclear. I mean, we're talking about 100 proof, 100%, 200 proof. And wouldn't that create an aseptic environment? Wouldn't that level of alcohol kill any pathogens?
Yeah. So, you know, if you were going to do that, I would say now you're turning it into a liquid. I would say the same thing. I would cut that with some water by 50% to bring that Everclear down to, you know, 50 proof, 80, you know, proof or
right,
something.
Right.
But again, you boil the water. certain bacteria, most of them will get killed in that hot water. And then if you do add some alcohol, yeah, there's going to be nothing left. Everything is going to be gone. Now, the problem is you're stuck with that alcohol, so you then made a Creighton alcoholic drink. I would go back to just doing the – because people probably mix it with something anyhow. If they buy it in a powder form, they got to drink it.
Yeah.
So take a little precaution, especially right now because it's in so many states. Now, I know some people are going to go, oh, this is a conspiracy. This is the FDA trying to ban it. Guys, the CDC doesn't do those type of things. I mean – there is obviously people getting sick, and you do need to take that serious. I'm just giving you some advice. If you have to have it, then that's the way of going about it. Personally, I would say stay away from it. But again, this show is about providing science and choices.
Yeah, exactly. And there are a lot of people. Yeah, James Ballant said alcohol. Ooh. Yeah, I know, because that's how I feel about alcohol, too.
Yeah, but again, it's a way to kill something.
No, I know.
Don't use isopropyl or rubbing alcohol.
No.
Yes, you will kill all the bacteria, but
you'll be sick.
Yeah, you'll be sick. You have to use, some drinkable alcohol.
Yeah, and Everclear, if you live in a state where you can get Everclear, it's the greatest thing in the world. If you're a home brewer, if you like to home brew transdermals or play around with supplements, you can make a tincture with ethyl alcohol. In fact, what Dr. Jeff said is actually how you make it. You take enough ethyl alcohol to cover the powder, and you let that sit for a while, and then you add about 60% of the rest of the volume in water, and you've basically made a tincture. And now you
let me tell you what you've actually done, because this is how we extract constituents. When you add the alcohol, not only does it work as a microbial, but you actually will rupture the cell membranes of that herb. So whatever goodness is inside that herb that is actually working, it actually draws it out. So you literally could then get a coffee filter and just filter off the herb, because all the goodness is going to be in the juice. Similar to making coffee, where you're really trying to get the caffeine out. So when you make coffee, you get rid of the grounds and all the goodness is in the drink. So you actually could make a Creighton drink with even less alcohol. You know, if you made 8 ounce, email me if you want a recipe. I'll make one up for you.
Oh, that's so cool!
I'll tell you how to do it.
And maybe
they're not going to get you drunk.
They'll make a product you can manufacture for. Jeremy Spahn said, "Should we fear coconut flakes too?" Apparently, coconut flakes are showing up implicated with a salmonella outbreak. And here's what I would say to anything that you buy that's mass produced in small areas. That's the problem with produce, right? You used to be able to get your produce from a farmer in your area. Well, now you're getting it from someplace where when they poison everybody at one time.
It's coming from overseas. I mean, but, you know, coconut flakes could be something like the peanut butter salmonella outbreak, where it's isolated to a specific manufacturer.
Yes.
It just takes time for them to source all that back. And the problem with Creighton, you know, because, again, it's not necessarily legal, nobody has traceability.
No.
Where peanut butter on the shelf can be traced right back to the manufacturer, right back to the peanut grove. Very easy to trace. That's why the CDC is having a tough time figuring out brands, because they're really not brands. You can't sell them as a dietary supplement. So that was really false when they said capsules, tea. I think they're just generalizing, assuming people are taking capsules. It's probably some powder, and those stores selling it, like my cigarette store here, there are no lot numbers. They bought it from someone who bought it from someone.
If anybody's ever bought raw materials from China, which any of us have been in the game long enough have done it at least once, the COA that you get from China has an expiration date of like 6 years. So you know what that means? The batch that they originally tested is long gone, and they could be on the 15th batch, and they're still using that same COA. So,
most of them just make stuff up. They don't even test. I mean, it's made up.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It costs money to do that. And, you know, again, money is time. And, you know, they don't need to, because, again, a lot of Americans are stupid. You know, they will buy it anyhow. A lot of manufacturers are stupid. They will buy it anyhow. They don't care. But again, we should really care about what we put in our body, whether it's a dietary supplement, a food, our water. I mean, you wouldn't go drink contaminated water knowing it has salmonella in it. I mean, you would stay away from it. So the best advice is to stay clear until they figure something out, or make your own home brew.
There you go. And on that note, do we have anything exciting that we need to mention about Supplement Santa or any specials that are going on that we need? We already know that there's a 6-sample giveaway right now that people can go to superhumanradio.net to take advantage of.
You know, Supplement Santa is twice a year now. He will reappear this summer. I haven't picked a date. My new book is out, which is just entitled BCAAs. It's part of my Dr. Jeff Health series. So if you're wondering about BCAAs, branching aminos, what they are, where they come from, what they do, how to use them, send me an email as usual. I give away the ebooks for free. If you'd like a hard copy, you go to EFXSports.com. They're only $4.99 for, you know, a nice little 50-page softback book. So
there you go. There you go. Sounds good. All right, Dr. J, and we'll talk to you next week, brother.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil. Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Rhythm is a dancer. It's
welcome
a
back. So we have some new sponsors coming aboard. One of them I'm really excited about is the H Honest Hemp Company. These guys make a superior form of full-spectrum, highly bioavailable hemp and CBD products. And one of the things I love the most is this little tiny unassuming breath spray bottle. It has a super powerful, almost Altoid-like finish in the mouth, but it delivers a high dose of tinctured CBD. So it makes your breath smell good and it makes you feel good. And they're coming aboard and we're really happy about that. Also, Thrive Market is coming back. We'll be talking more about them very shortly. Those of you who remember, they got started with us when they first launched. And the audience's experience wasn't all that great. I got so many emails from so many different people who said, you know, I could get this product cheaper at VitaCost, or I can get this product cheaper here, and I can get this product cheaper there. And I think that they have recognized that they were off on some of their calculations, so to speak, and that they've changed a lot, and they're coming back, and we're going to give them another try. So hopefully those of you who tried them the first go around will be open to trying them again, and those of you who've never tried them will help give them an honest appraisal of their services. So they're coming back. Health IQ, I've been talking about them. You know, the older I get, the more real death is. You know, now that I'm in 60 land, 70, 80, yeah, 90, am I going to push it? Am I going to get to 90? Maybe. And that doesn't sound like a lot of time left to anybody, I think. But the here, Tim Bruce put up the Honest Hemp Company and their code, SHR. I think you get 20% off and free shipping or something like that. So check that out. And I've thought about death a lot, and I've thought about what happens. Like my friend Tom Hahn, who just, you know, gassed out at the gym, and that was it. That was it. He's done. And I think that as men, the last thing that's on your mind are the people you're leaving behind. I think this is probably something more men think about than women. And we think about the people we're leaving behind from the standpoint of how is this going to impact them negatively, right? Dealing with this financially. Oh, I didn't have my affairs in order. Too late now. Can't do nothing about it. And I think that every man over the age of 35 or at least 40 should have life insurance. And if you don't, you're not being fair to the people that are going to miss you the most. And there's a way for us in this audience to actually save money on life insurance. Because Health IQ only wants people who fitness, health, longevity, dietary recommendations are important to them. And they reward those people by discounting their life insurance heavily. So whether you have life insurance already or you don't, you should go to healthiq.com/SHR, take the quiz, put yourself to the test. Just see how healthy you really are, too, as compared to the other people that sign up for their services. You may be surprised. But more importantly, they will give you a rate quote, and they will either put you into life insurance a lot less expensively, deservingly so, or find a way for you to save money, pay less, or even in some cases pay less and get better coverage for your family. So it is something that is important, and so check them out. And we have other new sponsors coming aboard. We have a new piece of workout equipment that I am really, really excited about that literally would fit in your drawer or fit in your briefcase. You could take it with you when you travel, and it will give you a real friggin' workout, like if you had thousands of pounds of weight available to you at the gym. And that's exciting. So lots of exciting things coming. As far as the whole Kraton thing, I mean, I've used Kraton. I like it. I think the CDC is wrong when they said that Kraton is an opioid. It's not. It acts like an opioid, but it's not. I can see they're already getting ready to force it into some sort of ban and then turn it over to a pharmaceutical company. That's most likely what they're preparing for. But either way, it actually is a very, very useful compound for people who suffer from pain. It's better than actually using opioids. I think that more people should have it available to them. I think that what we need to do as – so what we can do, those of us in the community, is start asking the people that we buy our Kraton from, do you have anything, a certificate of analysis? Yes, I do. Let me show it to you. Oh, it's from the Da Nang Trading Company in Vietnam. Do you have anything that was done since then? No, we don't. And I think that when we start asking those questions – from the people that we buy from, we will start to find companies that go, wow, there's a real opportunity to corner the market on Kratom right now by doing our own lab analysis and publishing it and letting people see that we care enough to test our Kratom. And when faced with a Kratom purchase and prices being pretty close, you're probably going to be willing to pay even a little bit more for a Kratom that you know the manufacturer takes responsibility for testing it before you put it in your body. So the way to change the Kratom industry isn't to ask for government oversight, because they can't do anything right, let's be honest. It's for those of us who buy Kratom to stop being so laxed about asking the question, do you do any type of analysis on your Kratom to make sure that there's no heavy metals and or microbes and pathogens in there? And if they say yes, ask to see a copy of it. And if they say no, then say, okay, I'll give you a call back, and keep searching. Because what will happen is the industry will pick up on that, and they will start to give people what they demand. And it'll become a competitive edge for one company over another. But it all starts with us and us being willing to demand more. Tomorrow is Military Fitness Radio. It's a very, very important episode of Military Fitness Radio, in fact, because we're going to be talking about traumatic brain injury. And this is a problem everywhere we turn today in society, it seems like. Now there was a study that came out that showed that if you had a head injury that did not result in concussion, you still may have developed a traumatic brain injury from it, which is going to make it even harder and harder to try to figure out what the real toll in our population is of traumatic brain injury. Really, it's scary. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow on Military Fitness Radio. Hope you can tune in, and we'll see you tomorrow.